It is a faith that is plain, simple, and sturdy, that is utilitarian in practice and fits as comfortably in the hands of Southern women as a baby, an iron skillet, a hairbrush, a telephone, a book, or a broom. It's best described as a kitchen table faith because it sits comfortably in our midst like a lifelong trusted neighbor who is always there at our beck and call, who enters through the kitchen door and stays a spell. It is a faith that does not require us to dress in our Sunday best, assemble in the church house, or make an appointment at the altar in order to find it. Nor is it a faith to which we only subscribe to and feed on Sundays. It is a faith that undergirds us every morning, afternoon, and evening of our lives. Our faith is practiced by the Southern women I know, walks beside us minute by minute with its arms slung casually and sweetly around our shoulders, ready to embrace us tightly when the trials and heartaches of this life make rocky the road we walk. When we stumble, as we all do from time to time, that ever-present faith grabs an elbow and steadies us on the uneven path. Wherever you are, God is there, Mama always said. He'll meet you wherever you are. On Sundays, my sister Louise will cook a huge dinner for our family and serve it piping hot after church ends. 12 or so adults and children will pile into the big open kitchen that spills into a sun-kissed dining room and family room. After the blessing is said, the mashed potatoes, green beans, and fried chicken are passed and the sweet tea is poured. Forks will cling against the pottery and talk will turn inevitably to that morning Sunday school lesson or sermon, and a theological discussion will ensue or a recent experience of God's grace will be shared. Most of the time will be spent discussing faith, both the pragmatic and the practice. Just as in the early days of my life, the faith of my family still rises up bountifully from the kitchen table. One day I stood in the dairy aisle of a small grocery store in a tiny town in rural Tennessee. As I selected a carton of milk, my ears tuned into the conversation of two women standing behind me, their grocery carts parked beside each other. One's voice was filled with sadness as she explained her medical concerns for her son. The other's voice was filled with sincere compassion as she gently said, "I'll be praying for you. With God, all things are possible." I smiled to myself, warmed by faith that is ever present among our women, whether they reside in Tennessee, the Carolinas, Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Kentucky, Virginia, Texas, or have transplanted and sowed their seeds of faith and belief in other places. In a grocery store in the middle of nowhere in Tennessee, I had witnessed the same kind of faith that I encounter every day in my homeland, a biblically based trust that is buried deep in our hearts and discovered.